Queer.
Hi, James Lees.
Hello, Blair. Hello, Wolfram.
Hello, dear. Hello, Josh DeVetta.
Hi.
You always look impeccable.
Oh, thank you. I did this one just for you.
Thank you. But speaking of impeccable, that voice you just heard is the incomparable Palmas Rose. Hello, darling. How are you? Kalispera.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kalispaska.
I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, it's Greek.
Oh, I'm Persian.
I just said it's Greek. There you go.
Well, that was successful.
I'm just speaking Greek.
I like the way you whispered.
No, she didn't. She spat it at me. We're in the warm room.
Oh, my God.
It's actually really warm.
Yes, it is a little bit. Yes. Well, there's five people in this room.
Bring that's winter.
Feels like this time of the night, it always gets a little bit warmer as well.
It does. Kate Bush, Army Dreamers from Never Forever, which came out in right on the end of the night. Yeah, well, it's 79-80. James Lees, we had a little talk about this a few weeks ago in Brisbane Live Music Week, so it was a bit of a... It was a little bit of a... But now this is the full-on, because we are going to give away tickets to this event. But let's you're being the boss of the Electric Moon Collective that are putting this on as Queensland Cabaret Festival at the Brisbane Powerhouse and the Powerhouse Theatre on the Friday the 9th of June, 7 p.m. You will almost not get a ticket. Is that correct?
Yeah, we now have two shows, and our first show is all but sold out. There is an odd ticket there you can get.
Well, there's some very odd people who would want to go to that.
We're up to show two, our second and final show.
Which is on at 9 p.m.
Late show, 9 p.m.
Yep. Late show, 9 p.m. Josh DeVetta, you're always up for a late show.
We'll be all warmed up.
Yeah, that's correct. Voluntarily and involuntarily for a late show, yes.
Now, these are the songs of Kate Bush from her first three albums.
Yes.
Which sort of showcase how she developed from the 14, 15-year-old singing, "Out in the wily, windy moors, we roll and fall in green."
I'll give you a gig.
No, you won't. to the woman who then started producing her own material. Those first three albums she did not produce, but she somewhat co-produced, and then from the next album after that, The Dreaming, and
absolutely,
then House Five, she, yeah.
Those three albums are form a trio, and they form the launch pad that turned her into the incredible innovator that she became in the 80s.
We heard Army Dreamers. Now, who is going to vocalise Army Dreamers?
Well, there's eight vocalists in the show altogether, and everybody does two lead vocals each. And Army Dreamers is going to be sung by SS Sebastian.
I thought it was a secret.
That's why it's SS.
No, well, yeah.
See you. So
no, we can reveal a few little special nuggets.
Yeah.
Oh, I said James, special nuggets. I'm sorry.
James and I had a conversation today, and I just said I need special nuggets, didn't I?
And I provided.
Yes, and you did, darling. Your fabulous thing. So Army Dreamers, gorgeous. I mean, it's a beaut song. Beaut. It's just, I can't wait to hear it interpreted by a male voice.
Well, out of the eight singers, four of them are male, so that is...
One questionable, but yeah.
One,
who's the questionable one?
We won't say on radio.
Hear the jewellery.
It's this fabulous person beside me here.
Yeah. recasting some of the songs for men to sing has been an interesting creative exercise, but it's something I definitely wanted to do. I didn't want to hop up and sing an hour and a half of Kate Bush songs sung all by women. So I wanted to hear men sing them as well, because men love Kate Bush too.
Absolutely. Keep your ears on, because very shortly we are going to open the lines 3252155 #1 to talk to the studio, because if you're a 4ZZZ subscriber and you want to go and see In the Warm Room on Friday the 9th of June at 9 p.m, we do have two tickets to give away. One lucky person and their best friend or anyone they can find on Tinder. You know nothing about Tinder, do you, Palmas?
I'm off. Oh, I've let myself go. My bra's off. I've ordered Crocs. It's all
gone. Okay. Not yet. Don't ring yet. don't ring yet, because we want to talk a little bit more about it by going to a song from the first album, The Kick Inside. Mm-hmm. Oh, to be in love and never get out again. Which has got some great, you know, piano runs in it, because Palmas, you're pianoing. But I'm going to ask you about piano in a moment, because I have a particular song about that. Anyway, who's doing Oh, to be in love and never get out again?
Oh, to be in love in the show is being sung by Josh DeVetta.
Oh, oh my God!
Who happens to be right so here?
Oh my.
Josh.
I feel great to be here. Thank you.
How's that special?
You're approaching this in an interesting way, but I mean, your interpretation of Divas is legendary. Your vocal range is phenomenal, and you really embody not, I wouldn't say it's not cross-gendered, it's not gender-neutral, it's just finding in each of us that part that can express with it authentically, I think, is the best way. I love the song. It's such a cute and beautiful song.
It is a cute and beautiful, and I think I got to kind of like semi-choose it too, didn't I, James? Like just like a
from a small list,
yeah.
Yes.
Josh DeVetta.
Hello.
You were doing Kate Bush. Can you just give me a little riff on "Oh to Be in Love," which is what you're doing in the war room, just very quickly?
Oh, the ticket sales might go down if they'll just plateau if it happens.
Stop it.
Oh, to be in love.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know, I'm just making it up on the spot, but that's...
Something like that.
Something like
that's
that.
That's how it goes.
Okay. Very shortly, when we go to the next song, which is not too far away, will be able to ring in on 3252155 if you are a 4ZZZ subscriber, because for as little as $15, you could be a subscriber to 3ZZZ. Go to 4ZZZ.org.au, click on the button that says subscribe, and for 12 months you can be supporting independent radio that's been on air for over 41 years, longer than anyone in this room's been alive, except one. Anyway, Palmas Rose, which was not the segue I wanted at all.
Hello,
because you are very young.
Young as a flower. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Dried flower, darling.
You'll have to speak up.
You get to do the other half of what Kate Bush is brilliant at. I mean, her singing, songwriting, her piano playing. It is such a feature of her work right from the word go, and it's still there in her most recent studio album, 50 Words for Snow, which came out 4.5 years ago now, so it's quite close in time in a Kate Bush world. But the piano bit, there's a piano bit there in Oh to Be in Love, and then song we're about to play has a big piano moment in it. Are you going to recreate that big piano moment in Horror?
I'm going to try my best. I've got to sit with like a metronome and like a converter and an abacus and all this and figure out these arpeggios and time changes.
Tricks.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
How does it challenge you as a pianist and a musician looking at the stuff that she's created? Because famously, she doesn't read music. She's only got a very basic knowledge of the way music is structured, as far as I understand.
Well, I guess the biggest thing is that she's one person doing two things, singing and playing piano. We've got 8 singers.
Yeah.
And piano and keyboard players and everything. And so for me, it's like trying to get that unity between any song I'm playing and the singers to make it sound like it's coming from the one body. Do you know what I mean? Because everything she does is... The phrasing goes into the playing informs the melody, and it's all...
And the other thing, you sometimes see, like, she's done Secret Policeman's Ball and things like that, where she's just got up there and played piano and sung at the same time, which to me is, you know, if you can do almost 3 things at once there, which is singing, playing, and interpreting to the audience, I think it's hard enough to sing and interpret, let alone add an instrument as well. So, wow. I'm in awe. I just love watching you work.
Oh, don't be in awe yet. It might be a catastrophe.
But I've watched you work when the Ziggy Stardust show. I've watched you with Silver Circus. I mean, come on. You really know what you're doing, Palmas Rose.
Mm-hmm. She does.
You know. She's a great, beautiful Persian pussycat, this one.
I'm staring at a wombat thinking,
And you're staring at Wayne the Wombat's ass.
We are actually looking at a wombat.
Right. Well, we've got all the links up on Facebook and Twitter so that you can get the final remaining tickets for In the Warm Room, the Songs of Kate Bush from 1978 to 1980 with the Electric Moon Collective at the Brisbane Powerhouse for the Queensland Cabaret Festival. This is from the middle album, Lionheart, which we briefly discussed last time was the album she was kind of impressed upon by EMI to release rather too quickly on the tail of... the other end of 1978, and probably had too many fillers in it. One of them's wow.
There's much to enjoy in that album, though.
Yeah, there is. I mean,
it's ripe for reevaluation.
Coffee Homeground.
I wanted to do Coffee Homeground.
Cafe from Bad Dad, which is the first song about a same gender couple.
Yes.
In popular music.
There's a theme of homosexuality in that.
It's very much in that one. And wow, it's like, you know.
I noted that.
He's too busy.
What would that just say?
Yes, he's too busy hitting the Vaseline.
Wow.
I remember that line. And Oh England, My Lionheart, which you have Let Slip You Are doing.
We are most certainly doing that song.
Who's singing that?
That song is going to be sung by Sandro Colarelli, who normally sings very dramatic, intense kind of songs, but I've given him something a lot smaller and very heartfelt. And it's an anti-war song. Beautiful song.
Yes. Mm. Well, Hammer Horror. I play it every year at Halloween time on Queer Radio because it is...
It's a key song.
It's the song that went from... Wuthering Heights to Babushka.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of Australians. Wow never really took off here, as far as I can remember it. But certainly Hammer Horror did. I remember Molly Meldrum being totally, like, raving on Countdown about, have a look at the way the ABC, Channel 9, watch, you should see how we film this. It is just... And I'm like, when you look at it, it's just Kate and a dancer on a stage with smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really revolutionary,
it's
Molly.
It's a fun song to play, isn't it, Palmas?
But... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So dramatic.
Who's singing this?
That's Sandro as well.
That's Sandro as well.
Yeah, yeah. So you're giving he's got a heartfelt one, and then he's got one which he can be Sandro, you know, dramatic.
Who's there in the...
It's going to be a horror movie, I guarantee you.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Direct from rehearsal, Josh Tavetta. Yes. Kate Bush has never looked more... leopard clad. Yeah, I bet you could do.
Yeah.
Palmas Rose, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, darling.
Every time he promises you and you don't turn up because you've got the lurgy, I get disappointed. But tonight I'm very happy.
Was my syphilis playing up, darling? It's, you know I'd be here.
No,
that's like just the gonorrhea.
Vagina problem. Everywhere.
Gina's there. Gina's here. Gina's to the left of me. Gina's to the right.
Yeah, and when she says that, I don't push it.
As the other week, when we had Emma Dean here.
Oh, nice segue. Hi, Emma.
Whose dancer said, who's very gay, said, Emma, I love you, but for the soul, not the whole.
How naughty.
And Palmas's mouth is wide open.